episode is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for black men. Available now at Target, in-store, and online at Target.com. This year, Bevel is introducing a new lineup of products built for your skin and your hair. That includes body, hair, skin, and beard products, featuring aluminum-free deodorant, exfoliating bar soap, and body wash. Only the freshest ingredients and never any harmful dyes or chemicals. If you've been on the lookout for hair and body products that are designed for you, it's time to get Bevel right now. Plus, you know I love a man with a beautiful beard. Stop what you're doing and get Bevel today at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com. Lip service. What's up, it's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
AD Dolphin.
AD hey. Dolphin is here with us. I'm glad you're here because it's a new year.
2020.
And yes, it's a new us. And Lily from SWV is going to be joining us, but she's just running a little bit late. But I know you from being on Steve Harvey's show and from being on The Breakfast Club and doing the D-Herbs cleanse.
How'd your cleanse go anyway?
It was good when I did it last year. Okay. And I'm actually about to set another one this week because I had a lot going on. The beginning of the year is always tough for me because it's my birthday. It's, you know, right after Thanksgiving, Christmas,
New Year's,
my birthday. And then the whole beginning of the year has been like Grammys. It's been Super Bowl weekend. It's All-Star weekend coming
Valentine's Day. Right. Yeah, chocolate.
Yeah, it's so much going on. So I think around this time, like February is always the time that I try to start my detox.
Okay.
You know, so for the ladies, Stephanie and Gigi, I don't know if you've ever met them before.
Stephanie is not here.
I mean, I'm sorry, L'Oreal. I'm sorry, L'Oreal.
Hi.
L'Oreal and Gigi. You know, you guys have never met before, but I know y'all are interested in a detox.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I can give you explain what our cleanse is all about. Mm-hmm. The D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse, basically what it can do, it's going to clean out all your major eliminative channels. That's your gallbladder, your heart, your liver, your colon, your spleen, your lungs, your kidneys, your adrenal glands, your blood, and your skin. Mm. Along with that process, we want you to eat a certain way. You can't always eat the same foods to give you the notion to cleanse during your cleanse. So you got to make a change. Mm-hmm. And the change that we ask you to make is an all raw food diet. So that means fresh fruits, vegetables, raw nuts and raw seeds, smoothies, salads, things along those lines.
Only. And we can't cook any of it.
Can't cook it because when you cook things, people don't understand you kill 90% mm-hmm. of the value within those things. So we're just trying to fortify your system with nutrients and vitamins and things along those lines so your body can feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And something like this, like for men, right? This can help with their
taste,
erections,
sex drive,
the way they taste.
Everything. It actually changed everything about you, to be mm-hmm. honest. Mm-hmm. It's a
Can't
complete...
stop cheating.
Huh?
Yeah, right.
We working on that part, but not just yet. But definitely, rejuvenating your body is definitely going to push it in that direction.
Erections.
Definitely going to help you with erections, for sure, because that's circulation. Mm-hmm. And when you're eating healthier and you're doing things like that, your blood is moving a whole lot better. And that whole area is built on circulation.
So what about for the people that are like, okay, I could do the veggies, I could do the seeds, I could do the nuts, but I can't stop smoking weed.
That's always tough. You got to remember, you're putting something inside of your lungs that's not really totally beneficial. Mm-hmm. I would just say try to refrain from it for at least 20 days, just so you can see the true power of the cleanse and you can know what it's like to actually cleanse and be healthy. And then if you do decide to go back to smoking or things along those lines, then you can kind of feel what that feels like. And mm-hmm. if it feels drastically different, maybe you'll make a change.
Do you have to ease into this cleanse? Like, you can't just go from, like, you know, some people start a cleanse and, like, I'm going to just eat everything I want to eat.
And then tomorrow I'm not going to eat anything.
How does that work?
Well, you know what it is? Everybody's different. Like, mm-hmm. for me, I can cut it off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, just like a bad breakup. Boom, it's over with. You go.
Damn.
You just move on.
Yeah.
That's no crying, no nothing.
It's over. When it's over, it's over. So you move on. Some people got to ease into it. They're like, you know what? I'm going to eat salads at lunchtime mm-hmm. every single day. And then next week, I'm going to do something at dinner and kind of ease their way into it.
Right.
It's really, really up to the individual.
So what do you, change your phone number, stop answering calls, stop answering text messages?
No, I go to the party anyway. That none of those things ever tempt me.
I'm talking about with the breakup.
Oh, the breakup part.
Stop talking to you today.
Bye.
He was like, no, I still go out.
No.
I got to go get somebody to replace the one I stopped answering the phone call for.
That's true.
Well, damn. No, but seriously.
Like, because you just said that you're able to do that, right? And it's hard for us to just cut off our feelings.
Well, I consider myself a pretty...
No, don't do it, Gigi.
No, I'm talking about the eating. I was talking about the diet.
I was
talking
about the breakup. I was like, hey, don't nobody believe that.
And Gigi, you... We're no longer talking about
you
that.
You eat kind of bad.
I do, but
you don't. You eat all meats.
I don't eat pork, and I rarely eat red meat.
Mm, okay.
But you'll still eat it.
I'll eat it once in a while. But I don't know. But I don't eat. I eat mostly seafood, then chicken, and then I'll
have you ever cleansed, Gigi?
No.
But you should do it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That I probably would be, it probably wouldn't be as hard for me to ease into it because I'm already fresh that, non-GMO, organic. Okay. I drink a lot of water. I don't drink soda or anything that's like processed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think that a cleanse, maybe it'd make me stop smoking.
What about the Douce?
I know, because that's
y'all know I can go without drinking. I don't know if I can go without drinking and smoking.
I don't think I can
go without drinking. Let's clarify.
Yeah, one or the other. I've never seen that, Gigi.
I can go without drinking.
Without both?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried.
Yeah.
Except when I was pregnant. That was 24 years ago.
Now, AD, how is it for you if you're dating a woman who doesn't have like great eating habits? Does that bother you at all?
You know what really bothers me? If they don't work out.
Okay.
Because I'm always worried about the future. Like, what's she going to look like, you know, 5 years from now? Is she going to be big?
I mean, but they say abs are made in the kitchen, so.
It definitely starts there. When people talk about weight loss and things like that, 80% of it is diet, period.
Yeah.
That's definitely. But if she's not working out either and she eating bad, we in trouble.
That's a problem.
We in trouble.
But what about, like, if she eats, like, a lot of bacon and, you know,
that's wrapped such a around good ham. That is such a good question. See, I was
pork chops.
See,
love it.
So
pork
I was
chops.
Born in Islamic
rice and gravy.
Family.
Right.
Oh, so that's already
in. So I was born in. So I've never had pork to this very day. No bacon, none of that stuff. Yeah. And I did have a girlfriend, and she tried to bring it up in the house, and I felt a certain kind of way. Yeah, it changed me. I was like, I don't know about this one. Like, I'm just, you know, you can do it at your house, but at my house, it's a little different.
We can't have the whole house smelling like damn.
I feel like the smell make you sick when you don't eat that stuff no more. And then you smell it. It's kind of just like a stomach turning kind of thing.
Remember, I had a roommate and she used to make like bacon in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I would come in the door and I could smell that shit as soon as I walked in. And I used to be like, this is disgusting. And I dated a guy who ate like bacon cheeseburgers and stuff like that. And I didn't even want to kiss him afterward. I'd be like, you gotta brush your teeth. And then I would be like, if you keep on eating bacon, I can't suck your dick anymore.
Oh my God.
Because you are what you
wait,
eat.
That probably cured me.
Right?
He was
and
like, fuck that bacon.
And you comes out of you and I don't want it going to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cured me for sure.
Because bacon dick, you can, you know.
Bacon dick. But you know what I think is what a lot of people get confused about is that they go vegan or whatever the case and then they start eating all that soy. Mm-hmm. Soy this, soy that.
That soy mess you up.
Yeah, I can't mess with nothing that has soy in it. It's like, to me, women are not even supposed to have soy, right?
Well, men aren't men aren't really supposed to have it because it's too much estrogen in it. And then it starts to kind of change you, your whole body chemistry based upon that. And
do
soy
you get titties?
Yeah, stuff like that starts to happen for you. Yeah, it messes with your hormonal system. And soy is the number one genetically modified so-called food
like tofu
on the planet. Yeah.
Or Impossible Burgers.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, Impossible Burger only supposed to have like 1-2% soy in it.
But Beyond Burgers doesn't, right?
No, Beyond is probably a lot stronger in that area for sure because they're more built around soy and Impossible kind of stayed away from it.
I thought it was the other way around.
Beyond has pea isolate protein or something like that.
What? For Beyond?
Yeah.
Beyond, I think Beyond has more soy than Impossible for sure.
Because I looked it up on their website and I swear it said that they don't use soy anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Anymore?
No, Beyond is the one that's supposed to have none. Impossible.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A little bit.
I'm not sure. Because I'll tell you this though, but my rule is always like, I eat them every now and then, but not very often.
Yeah, me too. But I purposely stay away from Impossible because when I looked it up, it said it has soy. So let me know.
But I think soy and Impossible is definitely 1-2.
Okay.
For sure.
So
Beyond has changed. You know, Beyond, they recently got bought out.
Yeah.
See, now I might have to slap somebody.
So beyond the chain. Yeah, let's see.
But I'm not going to fret. Anytime I eat any of that stuff, it makes me feel weird. I have a very sensitive stomach off top. So when I eat stuff that I'm not supposed to, I know right away.
Okay.
So I think with the Beyond or the Impossible, it still makes me feel a little weird. So I'm like, it's not all vegetables.
Hold on, I'm trying to see because I want to make sure that I'm not thinking that this is the one, if it has soy or not in it. But okay, so Beyond says it has no soy, no GMOs, no soy, or no gluten.
That might be different than from when I looked at it last time.
Yeah,
sure.
I think they did change it.
Yeah.
You scared me. I was about to go pull up on the owner. You feel instead me? It, uses, it's good.
It uses pea protein instead of soy protein.
Okay.
Okay, phew. Which peas are bad for you too.
Why Beyond
they
is
were
your
scared.
Thing?
Yeah, because that's really weird. I mean, I eat Beyond over Impossible. When I decide to do it,
I don't mess with the Impossible.
I like the Beyond.
I stay away from the Impossible. I hate when places have that.
Did you know that it wasn't until the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that black women in the United States were able to finally exercise their rights and let their voices be heard? African American women even faced discrimination within the suffrage movement from white women and were often marginalized and not allowed to march alongside white women or attend meetings and conventions. Today, we celebrate and build on the legacy of the African American women who contributed to the suffrage movement. Whether they voted in their lifetime or never got the chance, learning the stories of past generations of women in your family through time gives them power. Discovering their stories allows us to connect their lives and experiences to our lives today. Celebrating their strength and tenacity makes them count. Ancestry's collection of facts, stories, and records brings depth and nuance to this important time and reveals the women in your family who handed this legacy down to you. Learn their stories, make them count at Ancestry. Go to ancestry.com/lipservice to start exploring today.
Now I want to do a little story with you. It's called True Sex, and this is where we take an article that has to do with sex or, you know, romance, and you give your opinion on it. So they did this topic on Reddit, what makes you lose romantic interest immediately, right? And they talk about the top three reasons that people lose romantic interest in a person. What do you think the number one reason is that people lose romantic interest? If you had to say, if you're dating somebody, things are going smooth.
Clinginess.
This happens.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That wasn't in the top three, but I could see that as a good reason.
Cleansiness.
Hygiene. You said cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
A dirty room. You know what the fuck I was trying to say.
Cleanliness or hygiene?
Yeah, somebody with like a dirty house.
Yeah, dirty house is disgusting.
A
yeah,
dirty motherfucker.
All right, so I'll tell you the number three reason is they don't have an opinion. Right? You know how you ask somebody like, so what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
What
are we going to talk?
What do you want to watch?
I know somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. And I'd be like, he's so dumb.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's so annoying.
Like, we like people to be decisive. And I don't know if that's a woman thing. Is that a man thing too? Like, if
well, men can be decisive, but most of the time they trying to cater to you guys to some degree. Mm-hmm. And that's where they probably, you know, fall short.
Because it gets frustrating when you're like, okay, so what should we watch? Whatever you want to watch. It's like, I would love for you to just make a decision.
I mean, but it's like, even when you try to have an intelligent conversation and you want feedback,
right.
The person I'm speaking of, they will watch something. And I'm like, so what did you think about it? And then they'll just like spit back everything verbatim that they just watched.
Yeah.
So I'll tell a story and then they'll be like, yeah, I agree. That's retarded and that's crazy. And like no like interaction in what we're talking about. Like we're having it's a two-way thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like so annoying.
See, you know what it is, Gigi? You got to pick better.
Damn it, man.
Look at her.
Gigi like, I just be bored. Because you know sometimes we just be bored. That's a good point, though.
Yeah, maybe I do need to pick.
I was just messing with you.
But it's
she
it's
got quiet.
It's quite annoying.
Say your opinion now, bitch.
But you know what? Do you want to be single for a while after having been locked down for a while?
Yes.
So that's a conscious thing. Like, I ain't trying to.
Yeah, I turned down everything. Everybody.
That's how you feel.
I turned down every advance. I turned them all down.
I only like people that I know aren't
shit. How long were you in your relationship, Gigi?
10 years, on and off.
Ooh.
But.
And you just recently broke up?
About 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, so now she's just living single.
She's got like a whole different life.
Yes.
Like a completely different life.
Lily!
Hi!
Hey!
I'm moved and everything. You can jump right in, girl.
How you doing,
Hi.
Lily?
Hi!
This is AD Dolphin. This is Lily. Hi. And you know L'Oreal.
Hey, pleasure.
Hi!
Thank you. I watch. Hi.
I'm glad you watched
it.
I'm glad you walked in right now because we were just talking about a topic.
jump and right into it.
And this is based off of, and this is our true sex. This is based off a Reddit article. What makes you lose romantic interest immediately in a person? And I was given the top three reasons that they gave on the website. The number three reason was the person doesn't have an opinion. So you're basically like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Or
what do you want to eat?
Yeah.
What do you want to eat?
Oh, that's me. I can't have too many options.
Oh, you need to.
I like a dictator. I like somebody.
That's what I said. I like somebody to be decisive.
Because I will be like, okay, I love seafood. Mm-hmm. I love soul food. Mm-hmm. We'll be there all day.
Ah, shit. We were just talking about diets.
Yeah.
Is there anything you don't eat? Like, are you like, I don't eat pork or I don't eat ass?
No,
I've eaten ass before. Okay. That's why I have the thing. Is anything I don't eat. I either ate it once or twice, you know?
And then you didn't do it like again?
I probably did it again.
Probably again. Are there rules to eating ass? Like it has to be right after the shower? Or are you like, I just
definitely got to be right after
come
the shower.
Come on now.
Shower is eating imperative.
Man, we can't be walking come around all day.
Wait. Ain't nobody eating no all day ass, Andrew.
No, guys.
You definitely got to have a shower.
Guys like stuff like that. I don't think women like stuff like that.
What, sweaty ass?
Yeah, because like with guys, even like I feel like getting out the shower and eating you out cool, but they be wanting you to come straight in the house right. And get to it.
I've been out all day.
Yeah, so if it just happens to slip back there, then it just did.
Well, some of the guys like that salty.
The all day, like the all day.
I think I like that too. Yeah. I like that's natural salt.
That's true. It is natural.
Like a little sweaty ball every now and then.
A little kosher salt.
Yeah.
It's like flavor.
Seasoned ball.
Himalayan pink.
What if he has like toilet paper stuck in his butt from when he took a shit
right now? Oh, man.
Angela.
That's real nasty. That means he took a dump.
That means it's an extra piece of shit.
Shit. That's
holding it together. So no, we gotta wash that off. Yeah.
Have you ever had to be like, take a shower?
I just know, like a guy, I always do like little tests.
Right.
I could smell a guy from a mile away, and if that shit don't smell good, it ain't happening. Cause that's a turn off completely. Right. You ain't getting no pussy from me.
Nothing.
All right, well, the number two reason of what makes you lose romantic interest is when they don't know the difference between being funny and obnoxious.
Whoops. You know what? That's real.
That's me.
That is real right there.
Because people have different levels of sensitivity.
It's never stopped anything that I had going on, though. But I do that. Like sometimes, like
you're
I think I'm
too
being,
far.
Yeah, I'm joking, and then I notice the person's face, and I'm like, oh shit,
get your little dick. She'd be like, get your little dick out of here.
No, one time, let me tell y'all what really
that wasn't funny.
This is one particular time I could think of with this guy, and he like, I guess he had took his jacket off, and I could see his tattoo, and I'm like, oh, let me see. So I left. I was like, what, you got this in jail? But I didn't think, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking I'm making a joke. When I tell y'all, like months later, he was like, yo, you just say really insensitive things. Like that one time you said my tattoo looked like I got it in jail. And I'm like, yo, this really hurt his heart. Like something that I was joking. Yeah. Literally, I didn't mean nothing by it. I thought it was just a funny joke.
That happened to me all the time. Really? I always go the extra, you know, I'm just always extra. And you have to literally tell me, okay, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, like,
that shit wasn't funny. Yeah. You have to turn it on, and then I'll start feeling bad.
Like, me too.
I'm a human being, damn it.
Yeah, I mess up all the time.
Gigi, no.
Man up.
Gigi's not really like that.
I'm not. I'm nice.
What?
Yeah. I am nice.
I've seen you be very mean.
But that's on purpose, not like thinking she's being funny.
Right.
Oh, I know what I'm being. Gigi seems nice, though.
I am nice.
Yeah.
Gigi crazy.
I can be mean, though. I'm a Gemini.
And me and L'Oreal together can be obnoxious.
Oh, no. Me and her together, you don't want to be the victim.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking.
I think people be looking like they really want to fight us, but then they can't. Like,
they can't.
Like, it be people we cool with. It's kind of fucked up, but we can't stop. It's like, once one get going...
Just start laying into
it. It's really bad.
How do you feel about that? Have you ever been in that situation where you're...
Yeah, I dated this one girl. She thought she was funny. You know what I mean? She thought she was funny. She was really obnoxious. I didn't really particularly like it. I left her alone.
That's one day.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, I'm good.
Did she say something to hurt your feelings?
No.
Where'd you get that tattoo in jail?
No, she can't really hurt my feelings, but at some point, it's just like, okay.
I almost said
you're not
joke.
Good at it. You know, some people just not good at it.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And you just be looking at them like.
No, I think the problem is when the person is funny and other people are laughing.
Right.
That's
but when you're
really
the only one who's sober and we're drunk and on shrooms and laughing.
You'd be like, oh shit, the joke is on me again.
No. All right, and the number one reason it says that people lose romantic interest, according to Reddit, when they turn a conversation that into a conversation about themselves. So if you call somebody and like, oh my God, I had the worst day at work. I had the worst day too. Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
I know somebody like that.
I know everybody too.
We
like
all know
that.
Her.
We all know her.
Golly. So that sounds like a narcissist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people like that too, where you'll be like telling a story that ain't got nothing to do with anybody. You'll be like, oh yeah, this is so sad. This person died. And like,
Speaking of sad.
Yeah. Let me tell you, the other day I frowned. And you're like, how did this become about you? All right. Now, how do you think that real life sex differs from porn, right? Because a lot of people get a lot of their tips, especially early on in life. Like you watch porn and you're like, oh, I'm going to try that. Mm-hmm. But in real life, sex is nothing like what you see in porn. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between Gigi.
Yeah, with Gigi, you're also like a Barbie doll bending. Like your leg could go like this here, up here. And then regular normal people.
And then there's all kinds of like orgies and shit. Like,
yeah.
I think porn, it lets me know what I should be doing as a woman.
Like what?
Like I have this alter ego. I have an alter ego and her name is Sister Hot Pussy. Oh.
That shit's so funny.
That shit is hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I literally have
to turn into Sister Hot Pussy to really do, like, have great sex.
Her brother Big Dick.
Brother Big Dick. Because, you know, it took me a long time to really master the art of sucking dick.
Really?
Yeah, I could.
The way you sing, girl?
Yeah, right. That's different.
Open up.
But you know, but when Sister Hot Pussy shows up, it's like, oh.
It's going down.
Like,
where did you get this name?
Pretty. I don't know. I was just saying hot pussy and then sister. So Sister Hot Pussy.
Sisters with hot pussy.
Yeah.
Does she always show up?
S-W-U-A.
You know her S-W-U-A.
I can't get
S-H-P.
S-W-U-A.
You know, she doesn't show up all the time, but she always has, like, I have this vulgar mouth. Like, my mouth is just fucking retarded. Like, but the sexual side, I had to name her something
so that she can come out and
turn into a different free. Like she's open to whatever feels good. Since the hot pussy is on. Sometimes when I hear stories about me, I'm like, was that me or Sister Hot Pussy?
Oh my God.
You know, I got a twin.
I got to make sure. That's not like legally right there, but Sister Hot Pussy, she wasn't Sister there that night. Pussy.
So when you said you wasn't good at sucking dick, like, what were you doing wrong?
Well, I had like, I just, you know, dick come in so many different sizes. Mm-hmm. And these men, they just, you know, they disrespectful with the shit today.
Right.
You know, like, I'm 46. Don't be fucking trying to deep throat me and do all that.
Right.
It hurts. Like, and then they you know. So they just disrespectful with it. So I had to, like, okay, is he trying to fucking play me?
Right. He's trying to kill me.
Pushing my head down.
This shit don't feel fun. It don't feel good. Like, you're like, okay.
I don't like, don't touch my head.
Now
don't
they have this new thing where the girl is laying on her back and they just want to be on top with it.
Oh, no.
Right. So you got the whole shit all the way down here. No. You're like, okay, where do I go from here?
No,
like,
sir.
You mean to tell me Sister Hot Pussy don't enjoy that?
Sister Hot Pussy struggles with that, too. Shit, none of us like that shit. Yeah. But it's hard, like, you know.
And it does feel disrespectful. You're like laying there looking up like, why is this happening?
Why do I have balls on my chin?
They be doing it like so seriously. You be like, he got you taping me? Like, this shit is too, this feels different. The red light, you know?
But. Has anybody ever done anything in the bedroom? You're like, does he like me? Why is he doing this?
Choke.
I felt
a
like,
little too
yeah.
hard.
Hey, is he trying to kill me?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. One time I did think someone was trying to kill me. I was like, is he getting carried away? like I couldn't breathe. And I really stopped
you
fucking
need
with
a
him
safe
after
word.
That. No, my safe word was leave me the fuck alone. That was it. I was done because I couldn't breathe for real. Like, yeah. And I never experienced nothing like that before.
You were like, I'm blue, stop.
Yeah, no, that was it for me because... Yeah. One more time, I could have.
These guys just don't know. They don't know how to make love today.
No, they don't.
They are fucking horrible.
Sorry, you got to be the only guy here, AD.
I know, I'm taking a lot of abuse, but I'm a defender.
Defend that, because Lily's saying a lot of these guys don't know how to make love.
Well, you know what? There's no class for us. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of remember that. So we a lot of times we are learning from porn and other bad experiences in life. So there's no class teaching us how to have sex, you know, how to make love, how to fuck, how whatever you want to call it. There's no one teaching us that. So sometimes it takes time for us to figure it out.
But what about the person that having intercourse with? Like, it's all about that energy. And we're going to let you know where to go. We're going to let you know when it feels good, but y'all just do
don't
the fuck y'all
want
to do.
They don't be paying attention.
No, that's true. A lot of it is
about paying. He said, yes, I do that. Yeah.
if you pay attention to a woman's body, her body will tell you what's yes and what's no. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes guys misinterpret a no as a yes from your body. Like, you know, they might be like, for instance, like if he's eating you out and then it's a little too rough and they might think you're moving because you
but you really are like, ow, like, right. Nigga, get away from me.
Right. See, I have to control.
But see,
the
I'm a communicator. I'm going to just tell you what's happening. Like, okay, I'm moving because I'm trying to adjust. Yeah. Okay,
see,
let go.
I wouldn't say, because to me, that's going to kill the mood even worse because you already fucking it up, but then I'm going to make you feel bad.
But if she don't speak up, she ain't going to never get him there.
Right.
I think you got to speak up. Especially in the beginning.
How old is this man that doesn't know how to eat pussy?
I don't know. I said it's a lot of them, girl.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know that many.
Horrible.
I haven't felt
it. She said it's horrible.
No, that's why you have to control the head game. Like, we talked about it on your show, the face bath. I have to be on top of the guy and I have to control the head and all of that shit because he just messes up.
So you was
time.
Complaining about the guy being on top of you.
But I'm not choking his ass.
Okay.
Well, your ass may be if it's backwards.
Oh, yeah. It'd be all, but they love
this
it.
This is what I'm saying.
You but know? They love it.
It ain't like it's a stick
in
his
breathe.
Mouth.
He's like, you almost killed me, but
control,
I didn't want to say anything.
Guys are like, you know, when you put too much pressure on a clit. Mm-hmm. It's too much. We're like, y'all just be doing too much.
Right.
Too soon. Like, you have to pace yourself.
Well, AD, when did you learn how to make love? And was a woman instructing you, or how did that happen?
I think it's probably more what Gigi said. You got to really pay attention to your partner. Mm-hmm. And if you pay attention to your partner, then it's going to turn out all right. But like, you know, people moving around, squirming, punching you, things like that, they probably not having a good time.
Punching you. That'll do it.
Just sure. Start fighting. Yeah. Did anybody ever tell you, like, while you went down, like, no, that's not.
I'm great at it. So I'm going to go and put that
always.
Out there.
Come on.
Every single time. I'm going to put that out there in the world. I'm amazing.
No, that don't not. No.
You don't believe that.
Listen,
Sister Hot Pussy is saying
that. Sister Hot Pussy, don't test me.
Sister Hot Pussy, every pussy's different.
No, fuck that. I pay attention.
I had men tell me I'm good at that, and honey, pussy looks different, and it feels different.
All right.
So that sounds good now.
Yeah, everybody don't like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you
could
be amazing and do what you do to one woman and then you go to the next woman and you try to do that and she's not going to receive it. You know, she's not going to receive it the same.
Exactly. Because I feel like Gigi would like for a guy to be on top of her and like, you know, with his dick.
Shoving his
she
dick in
She looks so
mouth.
Exotic. Like,
you
do
on,
like that,
give
Gigi.
It up.
Gigi probably, likes to cry while she
I probably
sucks
exactly.
dick.
That. Yeah, I want my nose running, my eyes watering. I don't want to be able to breathe. I want to be gasping
talking
for
about
air.
Real tears. I was
no,
different.
Not those kind of, not emotional
she,
tears.
She wants to die.
Okay. She's talking about like,
yeah, that's how you know you're doing, that's how you know it's really happening.
But she enjoys that. I don't think I would want my nose running or like tears.
Well, you're not doing it good enough. I feel like that just stopped all of this.
Yeah, ears, just nose, happen. Mouth, throat, it's all connected. So when you... Yeah,
I feel like if he comes, I did it good enough. I just don't want to cry and have my nose running.
That's when you're going hard. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't want
to
do
There's
that.
Been a time where I really had to stop. Like, no, nah, I'm sorry. I got blown.
Yeah,
my
me
nose.
Too, for sure.
Yeah.
I can't breathe like now. Snot. It's too much. Snot.
No, because it's just too much. Yeah.
Spit. Lily, where are you? Like, with
let
this?
Me clean my no, face ask and start Sister over. Sister Hot Pussy, don't ask.
Sister Hot Pussy.
Right, don't ask Lily.
I definitely don't want to almost die having sex. Right. But, I mean, it's all about how you feel. Mm-hmm. I don't want my nose running.
Now, that doesn't happen every single time.
Right.
But when it's a good situation.
When you're going in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see
oh, I would love to see
Show us some video.
You gotta show us Gigi, because I want to see how this
well,
works.
Well, you can go on to OnlyFans.
You will not see that on there.
Oh my God.
Ma'am.
You see what we
Gigi,
need?
Gigi, trying to get you more subscribers. Okay, but it's not. That's not what's happening over there. That's not what's happening over there.
No, it's like a dick till it knows, right? No.
I need to learn some stuff.
$59.99. You can watch.
Now, what are some things you won't do in the bedroom, Lily? Sister Hot Pussy.
Sister Hot Pussy will probably... Well, okay. One thing I haven't done is two men. Double penetration.
Okay.
I will fucking die. I'm scared to do that.
Okay.
But I do
Fair
want,
enough.
I think I'm going to try it before I die.
Because I will fucking
right
die.
Yeah.
But I think I'm
going to
try it.
That'll be
before
your cause
I want to be on my deathbed, 98 okay, years old, and get double penetration.
She died from two
oh
days.
Oh, my God.
Lily died from BP.
Exactly. That's terrible. But that's probably the only thing I haven't done.
Really? So other women.
God.
Oh, that's old, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a given.
Yeah.
Old news, girl.
Yeah, that's old.
And definitely, so you like anal.
I tried it before. It depends on how big the guy is, though, because mm-hmm. that shit hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, but it's something that I want to
love.
Yeah, I want to like it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not there yet. I'm really not there yet. I tried it. It's nice. I love a finger, though. A finger, two or three or four.
Right.
You got to get you some,
well,
you gotta
four,
get you some
you
butt plugs
well
and some silicone-based lube. Yes. A butt plug and silicone-based lube and just
it's press just it. And just relax your jaw.
Just yeah, a lot
and then
of work.
And then don't clench your jaw.
We that's learned the, that from
the porn star tips that we
she
learned.
She said that if you want to...
And I tried them and it works.
Yeah, she said if you want to have anal, you have to relax your jaw because it's connected to your butt.
Is anal healthy?
Huh?
Is anal healthy?
Is it healthy?
It's a detox.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now that's a full body cleanse.
I don't know. With like an enema, you got to do it before.
Yeah, it's a lot of work probably, before yeah. you do anal, right?
Preparation. It's a planned event for sure.
Really? What if you just do it and didn't
plan
it?
Don't sound that good.
That's crazy because
you
when I
just
did
do it,
it. Yeah, I just did it and I was fine.
It. Was it times. Like full throttle?
You got to
no,
do it
like,
on
No, like it happened.
That's best to do it on
I was just
stomach.
Junk as fuck. Yeah,
or
I was
empty. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
empty
I was
stomach.
Like,
empty stomach. Yeah.
Empty stomach. Or like not eating a lot of bullshit. That's for damn sure. You don't want to do that.
Or make sure that you had one of those good days when you had a good number two in the morning.
So not Taco Tuesday.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, okay. That's what I was
saying. I was just going to say like a healthy day. Like if you ate like good that day, not like shit with cheese and beans and you don't want to, yuck.
That's a lot of work. You know?
But no, I think, but even if I'm going to have sex, like, and I know it's going to be crazy,
right?
Then that day I'm not really going to eat a lot of stuff anyways.
Okay. Okay.
You're I like, feel like if
let me starve myself
on a full stomach, I can't squirt.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's me. Though.
I don't know. Listen, I've never squirted, so I don't know what
yeah,
that
is. Yeah, on a full stomach, I can't squirt or anything.
Squirting so is fun.
Yeah.
Squirting
okay.
is fun.
I mean, I like to see girls squirt.
Oh, look at you. This is the second time. I mean, you could join my fans only page. I don't have one, but...
You said you like to see girls squirt.
Oh, yeah. It's very sexy.
Mm-hmm. What do you think
I
it is?
I can't do it. Shit, I want to learn how to do it, so you watch people to mm-hmm. figure out how the hell
like in person
that.
On you?
No, I never had that happen before, but I mean...
Okay, so there's another thing you never had happen before.
Yeah, well, yeah, but... That would be interesting.
Let's get real, ladies. When our sex life is simply unarousable and lagging, life in general seems anticlimactic. And a busy day, hormonal changes, or a low libido can make it hard to get things going when you need it most. The point is, every woman deserves to experience stronger, more frequent orgasms, but sometimes we just need a little boost to elevate us to the next level. I'm talking about a new secret for the bedroom called O-Shot, developed by the awesome female-run team at Omax Health. The real secret behind Omax O-Shot is the full-spectrum CBD, which can help increase relaxation, circulation, and euphoric sensations. A base of organic liquefied coconut oil also helps improve lubrication. During foreplay or intercourse, just apply 3 to 4 pumps of oil onto the clitoris and intimate areas. A tingling sensation will ignite immediately and continue for 30 to 60 minutes. Simply apply it to intimate areas to instantly experience erotic tingling and warming sensations, enhance lubrication, and increase sensitivity for the ultimate climax. The O-Shot dramatically increases sensitivity, heightens arousal, intensifies orgasms, promotes improved circulation, increases sexual comfort. It's easy to apply, includes a no-mess airless pump, and best of all, is in TSA-compliant size. Naturally delicious and fully edible, this formula is 100% pure with absolutely no chemicals. It is definitely a must-try. Whether you're single or looking to spice up your relationship with more satisfying sex, every woman can benefit from a more enjoyable orgasmic experience. Omax's O-Shot comes to the rescue and provides heightened sexual sensations, which can give you the instant and long-lasting satisfaction you've been looking for. And it's 100% safe and natural. Remember, go to oshotwomen.com today and enter code LIPSERVICE to take advantage of this incredible savings. That is O-Shot, O-S-H-O-T, women.com, and enter code LIPSERVICE. You'll get 20% off O-Shot and all Omax products on the site. Now, with women, would you rather be the one eating pussy or the one getting your pussy ate, or both?
It depends, man. I'm a free agent.
Okay.
I'm open to anything. whatever the vibe is, it's just, you just got to go with flow and just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think about it, because sex wouldn't be special if you put too much thought. You know, you would give it too much airtime. You gotta just do it.
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Is that a good motto, AD?
Listen, you only live once. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Have you ever had a bad anal experience with a woman?
No.
So no,
you
shit.
Look at your face, right, kind of looks like maybe a little shit something. You. Are you sure?
The only bad experience I had a threesome with two sisters.
What?
And they were beating each other out. So
no!
It spoiled the move for me.
They were real sisters?
They were real sisters.
You didn't give a fuck if they was real sisters.
Were they twins? Sisters.
They was from Paris. It happened. That was, but that one kind of like, that one kind of.
That's a little disgusting.
So yeah, I was, that one, I was like, sister. That's your sister.
You sure they was real
sisters? Like, that's nasty. That's your sister.
So they was eating each other out?
All day.
And then what were you doing during that time?
I was horrified.
While he was still fucking the both of them.
I was like, that's your sister. That's it's a crazy. Different wow.
relationship. Wow. Were you able to finish?
Of course. I'm a man. I'm
you were that horrified.
Yeah.
When I think definitely. Horrified, I think your dick goes limp.
Did they look alike? Like twins? Or?
Yeah. Ugh. They look like sisters.
Oh, that was
that would have freaked me out.
No, that was crazy.
Shit. Maybe
you know I go far, and that's a little bit too far.
She's like, nine bitches fine. My sister fucked up.
Maybe your DP can be twin brothers.
Hey, whatever.
She's like, I don't think too hard about it. I want to try
that before I die. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can hang, though. I'm not going to front.
So DP means that they put one in your butt and one in your vagina? Yes. Or how does
one in the pink and one in the stink.
Okay. So at no point they don't touch.
They're balls.
They gonna be touching.
They shouldn't.
Somehow.
You think they?
Their balls might be slapping each sure. other.
That might be even sexier.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I can't sign up for that one.
That would be nice to watch. Now that
I know, that might be sexier.
See two balls slapping each
Four.
Other.
Four.
Oh boy, right.
Yeah. Once the balls enter the room, that's the party's over.
The balls.
So what if it's like the baddest woman? Period. Like you love this. Like looking woman,
okay.
And then but you had to have sex with her at the same time as someone else. And y'all balls.
When you
might
say
be
someone
slack.
Else, you mean another man. Another guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm passing up on this one.
For real?
Not for me.
So you never ran a train on a girl?
I never signed up for trains.
No.
Seen a bunch of them in college, but they didn't look that much fun.
You know they won't see this podcast, right?
Who wants to be the caboose?
Yeah, nobody.
Who wants to be the caboose? I'm cool.
The finisher. You've never done that, though, because that's another thing on your list, right?
Or what, the DP?
No, a train.
Oh, no, I never did that.
Okay, because see, there's other things you have never done.
Angela is pulling out everything that
you... Well, see, the train shit, I don't
that you don't know about
even
yourself.
The people I know who's done trains, they ain't do it in no house. Like, they did the shit... In like the staircase.
Back alley.
The staircase. Back in the day.
Damn. Like, hey,
shit, that's, yeah.
That gotta be difficult. Yeah.
They couldn't afford no hotel.
They probably was at the bottom of the steps, like, yo, where's my turn?
The back of the school.
On the bottom.
The back of the schoolyard and stuff. No.
All right, so you also have your book, right? I Regret the Day I Lost My Virginity, and which is a really, I think, interesting title.
Yes.
For a book. And just off the title alone, we were talking about losing our virginity and whether or not we regretted that day. So, L'Oreal, did you regret losing your virginity when you did?
Virginity.
Virginity. Yeah.
So you want it still right now?
I mean, not right now. I don't still want to be a virgin today. But like at that time, would I have waited longer? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part that had to do with it was that like I went from the 7th grade to the 9th grade. I didn't go to the 8th grade. So I think me being around like older girls didn't make it any better. And then my sisters were older. Like everybody around me was older. So they was already having sex, boyfriends. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like the one that was like not doing any... Didn't even have my first kiss till I was like 13, 14. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I had sex right after, not too long.
They kissed you and then you had sex.
Well, that's usually how it happens. Then I turned into a frog. No.
usually how it happens.
No, yeah, but that is frog what happened. Style. Like, while everybody else was kissing and shit when I was younger, I ain't do like maybe like a quick peck.
Right.
No, like,
you wasn't tongue kissing.
Hell no.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
So you were, so if you could not have done it then, you
yeah, no,
said
I would have definitely.
It wasn't worth it. What happened? Like, what was that like?
It was just whack. Like, the dude was whack. Like, just everything. Like, if I see him right now, I would walk past him. Like,
would you know him if you saw him?
Yeah, I would know him. Like, he had, like, they was like a big family. As a matter of fact, I feel like he tried to reach out to me on social media, not like recently, but some years ago. And I was like,
he probably was like, I heard you on lip service saying that you only fuck guys that you've already fucked. And since we already fucked.
No, I don't like you. And I wish I never had sex with him. Like,
I'm sorry.
I broke up with him, like, right after, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's rare.
And I didn't even want to have sex anymore for a long time.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
It hurt me. I didn't feel good. And when I did have sex again, I still didn't like it. It was whack. It took a while, like, for me to even get into that shit.
Who do you have to really teach you, like, what the right... And a lot of guys, when they're younger, they don't know what they're doing either.
Right, they didn't know. He was older.
Imagine both of you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
He knew what he was doing. He was nasty.
Well...
He knew what he was doing. But he started, like, stalking me. It was weird, like... Just really weird, but...
Well, what about you, AD? Because for men, I think... Probably in general, it's a different experience, but you know, do you regret the day you lost your virginity?
Not at all. I was looking forward to it.
I don't think any man.
How old were you?
Yeah. 12.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah. Did you fuck the babysitter like most guys?
Nah, it was a girl actually. Where was she in the 5th grade?
5th grade?
Yeah, she was
younger
than me.
So she was like 10.
Yeah, I know. The girl was crazy. But you know, no guy regrets losing his virginity.
Were you guys like playing house or?
I think we was playing doctor.
Oh, is that the game?
Doctor didn't take
everybody
down a lot of people.
Plays doctor.
Yeah.
Damn.
Doctor,
because you
got
to take your clothes off when you go to the doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you don't.
Usually you do.
We didn't play doctor like that in my house.
We played a bunch.
I don't think I've ever played doctor in my life.
I mean, we played all kind of shit because we ain't had nothing else to do.
Tag.
Yeah.
That is so young, though. Imagine, did your parents know at all?
Not at all.
You never told them?
No.
Sheesh.
They know now.
Well, yeah, now
the whole world knows.
So, was that the only time you guys did it, or did y'all like continue?
Only time. Mm-hmm. Only time.
Wow. So you probably took her virginity too.
No, I think she had sex with my friend around the corner.
Damn.
In 5th grade.
This little girl was getting it popping.
Oh, I know her shit.
I think she knew
like...
Sister Hot Pussy too.
She knew Sister Hot Pussy. God damn.
All right. So what about you, Gigi? We know I know, but for people, you know, do you regret the day you lost your virginity?
The real way?
I can't say the word virginity.
Okay. The real way virginity. Or the lesbian way?
Ooh, both.
Because she lost her virginity as a lesbian
way,
first.
I was really, really, really young.
Me too.
Like really young. Like single digit young. And then a few years later, I was like 11 or 12, and I attempted to have heterosexual sex. But I don't think we really did it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it actually went in. I think we were just like dry humping and he came in the condom.
She said sexual sex. I just wanted to bring that up.
I don't know. And then... I did it again when I was 13 with like my freshman in high school boyfriend. Like he was the basketball player and I was the cheerleader. He was like the cute freshman couple. So that was okay. And then I started fucking a grown man and I learned everything. And that's when it got good. Oh, I was watching porn and doing drugs and having a good old time.
Wow.
He should probably be under the jail, but he taught me a lot.
Okay. Well, that was a synopsis. Yeah. And Lily, you lost your virginity to a woman also?
Yeah, I was molested by my uncle's wife.
That's right.
At 7 years old. So that was my first sexual experience ever. So as I grew up and when I got to middle school, boys started liking me, but I couldn't relate.
Right.
I'm like, why does he like me? So then I would find myself, you know, after sex education classes and stuff like that, I realized what happened to me, I was violated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I tried to get that thought of being with a girl out of my head. So I just was like, come on, you want to do it? Let's do it. You know, with guys. So I, you know, it was just like this whole crazy experience.
Right. And looking back, that's when you really realized how that affected you.
Oh, yeah.
In your later.
For sure. For sure. I was in relationships that I cried. Like, I was literally, and all of this is in the book, so I cried being in some of these relationships because I didn't understand what was happening.
Right.
So, but, you know, some of the stuff was fun.
And your relationship with your dad didn't help either when it came to wanting to be with somebody that
dad
was...
Dad left when I was 10, so I was, like, running into the arms of the wrong guys, mm-hmm. preferably older men. You know, so it was just typical teenager from the Bronx, you know, just going through life the best way I could.
Right.
And just, you know, just trying to grow up.
And that whole time knowing that you had talent, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the vision to start a group and I knew Coco knew Taj from Brooklyn and we made it happen. We didn't know what was going to happen, but.
Oh, y'all did that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's when the other niggas started coming
in.
Oh
my God, you got a different kind of dick then.
was it better?
I mean, you know, you had something to compare it to.
She was getting 90s R&B dick, girl. Oh, yeah. Yes, it was better than you should be getting today.
Yeah, honey, it was good. It was good. It was nice. I had something to compare it to.
Look, hello, where'd it go?
Still back there in the 90s.
But they just belong to other people.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
Do you think that men could be faithful?
No.
Well, that was an easy answer.
No,
men could be faithful.
I don't think
if
so.
If they want to. I don't think they want to.
Even if they don't physically do the act, I think they thinking about fucking some other chick.
Well, thinking about fucking somebody else is not wrong.
Well, if you think it, you might as well do it.
That is not true.
Like, sometimes men, let me tell you something, and I'm a woman. I know instantly who I'm fucking. And I've never been wrong. Every guy that I ever wanted to bone, I bone. I thought about it, and I'm like, damn. I really want that guy, you know, and whatever percentage he was able to give to me, I took it.
Mm. What if he was in a relationship? You didn't care.
I took it.
Damn.
That's young Lily. Like, I was fucking.
Did you ever have women like coming at you?
All the time.
Trying to fight you?
Everybody went to whip my ass.
Did you get in fights though?
I've gotten in fights. I've almost gotten in fights. But then you had those guys who would lie too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They would lie to just get some extra pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what happened. Like, he'll be like, yeah, you know, I ain't really fucking with her. You know, we talk. Back then it was like we talked to each other. Mm-hmm. But they would, If I could tell y'all some stories, Jesus.
We would love to hear them.
But yes. I can't say the name, but I was dating this R&B guy. And his girlfriend, oh my God, was in a business too. And we almost got into squabble.
This better not be...
I'm not saying.
Okay. Because I'm already thinking about a couple.
They was in love, mm-hmm. but he just... Oof, it was just bad.
Are they doing a biopic on them soon?
Might.
Whoa.
But it was just crazy. Like, that was 21-year-old Lily. I was fucking crazy.
Did you ever be like, I want to go back and apologize to that person?
Yeah. I've had a lot of those moments because, mm-hmm. you know, you do shit when you're younger and you're not realizing that you're not going to stay young.
Okay.
You're going to eventually mature and grow into this woman. And you don't want the shit to happen to you.
Right.
So when it starts happening, even today, I'm like, shit, that's karma. Fuck it. Yeah. I just take one for the team. I'm like, shit, you fucked them. Okay, fuck it.
Is it people that still mad at you to this day?
I'm sure people hate me.
Like, don't speak to you when they see you hate you?
I'm telling you, people hate me to this day for some dumb shit that I did in fucking 1992.
Mm-mm-mm. Who you want to apologize to, Lily?
Every fucking
oh y'all motherfuckers.
I'm
if y'all mad, I'm sorry y'all mad.
Okay, get over
it.
To me.
But
you know, I did some fuck shit though. But
has that ever affected you, like work wise, where somebody might be like, "I don't want SWV on this show"? Or
I don't know if it was that deep, but I'm sure. Like, you know, and then being in a group. I'm a little different. Like, I work with two great girls. They very private and conservative. Like, I've always been, like, the fucking...
The wild one.
Yeah, like, just let's have fun. Right. But, you know, that ain't... everything that I do, they always... It always gets back to them.
Right.
You know, as if, like, they've to this day...
Check your girl.
I'll yeah. say something, like, why... They'll call them and, like, why she say that? Why she... I mean, come on, I'm grown.
This episode is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for Black men. This year, Bevel launched a new lineup of products built for your skin and your hair. Available now at Target, in-store, and online at Target.com. Bevel aluminum-free deodorant goes on clear, stays strong in the fight against odor. Specially formulated to penetrate coarse and curly hair. It also keeps you fresh 48 hours, no lines, no streaks, no clumps. Bevel bar soap is a sulfate-free exfoliating bar soap that's dermatologist-tested and infused with shea and cocoa butter. Bevel body wash made with the freshest ingredients like argan oil, charcoal, and jojoba esters to exfoliate, nourish, and renew sensitive skin. If you've been on the lookout for hair and body products that are designed for you, it's time to get Bevel right now. So stop what you're doing and get Bevel aluminum-free deodorant today at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com.
Oh. Who's somebody that you might have passed up back in the day that you feel like, damn, I should have
hit that.
I should have messed with them.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know if I can say it.
I mean, you didn't do it, so.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Jordan.
Ah, shit. Oh, you fucked up.
Okay.
I wanted to fucking kill
myself. We
got to
hear this story. We got to hear this story, Lily.
Oh, you can't hear this story.
But you had the opportunity.
I had the opportunity. I don't know what opportunity I had, but all I know is that I had another lame-ass dude in my house, and he called, and I couldn't take the call. I was fucking sick. I've been trying to find that motherfucker.
You've been waiting in line for
him. I'm still here. Number.
You ain't trying to call back?
The next day, but I mean, you know, he was at the peak of his career.
Right, like, he had a chance.
You snooze, you lose, baby.
Yeah,
I fucked that up, man.
Where's the guy that was in your house?
In jail.
Oh, my God.
That's why in the big house.
We got
now.
Him in the big fucking
in the big house.
Damn. Oh, man, I was so, and I wasn't even like really in a relationship. It was just, I just did it out of, be, respect,
yeah,
out of
yeah,
respect. Out of respect. Like, nice I don't want to be talking to another dude while.
You should have been a player.
If you would have told Ray Ray who was on the phone, he'd have told you to answer that.
You
better answer that.
Can you get me the ones? What about you, AD? Have you ever passed up on somebody and you was like, damn, I missed an opportunity?
No, I don't think so.
You took all your
I took all my shots.
Yeah, whether or not they went in.
Yeah, they didn't all go in, but I definitely took all my shots. Mm-hmm.
How can you tell when a woman is interested in you?
Sometimes, you know, it's the chemistry that's going on. If they're, you know, touchy-feely, if you can you can kind of see it in their eyes sometimes. Sometimes women get real, real quiet when they really, really like you. It's all kind of different things. Mm.
Do you get real quiet when you like someone?
If I don't, if I don't really know,
you said I'm never quiet.
I said we're real, never quiet.
Nah, that's not true. When I don't really know asleep. People, I get real quiet. You know, I'm funny. Like, it's different if we doing an interview or something. If I know I'm coming to meet somebody, but if it's like you're just around and I'm around and we're both in the room, I'm probably gonna be quiet unless you start to say something to me. Then I could carry a conversation. But initially, no, you got to start a conversation with me.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Gigi? You get quiet?
I can get quiet, but not when, I don't know. Y'all know I'm like OD open. Like, I don't care. Nothing makes me embarrassed or nervous.
She gets moody because she's a Gemini.
Well, that part, but.
Lily, you don't get quiet, do you, when you like?
Sometimes. It depends. If he's a conservative guy, I got to fill him out. Mm-hmm. But I pretty much, you're going to know instantly if I like you. Because, number one, I'm going to tell you. Because I ain't got no damn time. Because I need to know if you want to fuck with me, too.
What's going on here?
Yeah, that's I ain't got time to waste.
That's I feel like body language is always a good way.
And if you smell good, like I could be on the elevator. And if it's a fine guy and he smell good, I'll be like, damn, can I just smell you?
Well, that'll
you
work.
You smell so good. And then he knows that. There's a chemistry there, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you ever have awkward encounters where it's moments where maybe they get quiet and then you're like, well, what am I about to say? That's never happened to you? Like, I've been around somebody that maybe will start talking and then after a while I'm just like, all right, I don't have anything else to say to this person.
Because that person doesn't have an opinion of their own.
No, exactly what we were talking about initially.
Mm-hmm. In person or on the phone?
I think it's more in person than on the phone. I could think I could more so continue.
Because if I'm on the phone, I'd be like, all right, well.
See, that's different.
I'm great at that. All right, well.
In person, it gets awkward, and I think that's what makes it weird and harder. Because
You can't all right, well, in somebody's face.
You're like, well, now I'm in your face. I guess I'll just sit here.
You could always just pull out your phone and go on Instagram.
That's so rude. I hate when people do that. I do that to people all the time.
I hate that I do that.
I do, but it's rude as fuck.
I can't be around somebody like that. Like, I have to speak to you over the phone. If you're not a good conversationalist, I can't do it.
When's the last time you really was like, I could see myself with this person?
Shit. The last time I thought I could see myself with this person and that shit ain't worked? Recently.
Do you know what you're looking for?
I do know what I'm looking for, but the perfect guy that I'm looking for, I could never have.
Why you say that? Wow.
She didn't answer the
because
phone.
Because he's with somebody else.
So funny. Oh, Michael Jordan.
Like, no, not him. But shit, he got enough money to take care of everybody. But no, it's, you know, you could see a guy from a distance and you could be like, wow, I love how he handled his family. I love
Barack.
How, you know, yeah, that type of guy.
That type of guy.
Yo, it's a shortage. Mm-hmm. These men ain't shit today.
AD, they don't want to be here and let this happen.
Everything is too hard for them.
You know the men are watching. Like, AD ain't going to say nothing.
That's even her personal experience. I can't argue with her.
I'm just saying, like, it's a drought.
All right, so do you have friends that you feel like are good guys, honestly?
Absolutely.
And then you have friends that you feel like they ain't shit?
I definitely got some friends that ain't shit.
Right, right.
I got a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's all about balance. Do you tell them they not shit?
They already know.
They're right. Know. They're aware.
They are definitely aware. Nothing,
right? You think you have more friends that are good or ain't shit?
I think I have more friends that are good.
Really?
Honestly.
Yeah.
And the reason I just think the guy that's out there, you know, wilding out, it take a lot of means to be that guy. That guy got to have other stuff that come along with him to be that guy. And most of my friends aren't doing that well enough to be that guy. That definitely.
With success, it makes you worse.
Mm. Oh yeah, no, it creates an ableism. Yeah, it creates it right. creates this thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can, you know, sometimes people implode and just go crazy with it. I've definitely seen that a lot. They can't handle it.
Wow. Lila, you think you could be with a guy who you had to support?
Shit, I have been with the motherfucker.
I'm talking about now, though, after hell, having done
no,
it.
No, no, nah, no. Mm-mm. I need a man. I need a man that's going to take full responsibility and take care of me. I mean, of course, as a woman, I'm going to do my part. I'm a plan B chick. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to always have the plan B. If his shit go low, I'm going to be like, yo, boo, we got this, you know? But I'm sick of taking care of these motherfuckers.
Right.
I mean, from buying lunches and dinners, and I'm like,
you had to buy lunch? Fuck. They couldn't even get lunch?
Let me tell you something. Come everybody... on now. That is one of
they
the things.
They be having lunch specials.
My friends.
That's crazy.
Like $11.99.
My friends get on me so much because they're like, yo, you could fuck with any dude. You could fuck with anybody. Like, why are you? Because, you know, I just always like to give the guy a chance. Even if he don't have much, like I mean, we did the Essence Music Awards and I went right off the stage, got in the limo to go fuck with some dude and sleep on his floor and cot in the project.
Oh my God. You keeping it too real.
Yeah, yeah. I spent too many keep it real years. Yeah, but that shit is old now.
And you went through, so who was there for you when you went through your rough time, when you didn't have a place to stay?
I did. Well, my family was, but they didn't know. Mm. They didn't know anything. I went through that whole journey by myself pretty much.
Wow.
And figured it out.
Why didn't you want your family to know?
Because it was embarrassing. And my family, you know, when you don't want to instill so much pain and pressure because they worry about me. I'm the baby. Mm-hmm. So they always worried about me. So when I went through my little journey, I just felt like it was something I had to go through on my own.
Right.
And come out of it on my own. Because everybody's not going to understand your story. And I didn't want to be a burden on anybody. Yeah. I had to figure this shit out. And in doing that, I had to figure out how the shit happened in the beginning. Like, why? How did it get to this point?
Right.
So, hey, man, God is awesome. That's all I can say.
You know what I admire, though, that you're like, you just went and got a regular job.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I would do that if I have to.
Exactly.
Because some people feel like, look, I was famous. I can't let people see me.
Oh, I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. It came to a point where you had to put yourself to the side. I had two kids. They don't understand that famous shit. They need to eat. That famous shit went out the window, and it was really hard because I had people, like, they would talk about me so bad. They would call my job just to hear me answer the phone. It was terrible.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
they call me the has been. I am so built. I'm built like a fucking brick. And that's why I always like to tell women, like, you, when people tell me about their problems, what they going through, I'm like, that's it. I wish I went through that shit. Mm-hmm. That's lightweight.
Shit. But meanwhile, your song come on and they singing at the top of their lungs.
Exactly, right. Exactly. But that's even more embarrassing because you like sitting at your cubicle and shit. And you're like, love will be, right? You know, but it's a journey. And I think it's so unfair that even with the guy who was on the Cosby Show and they made a big deal because he was working at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And we make it so bad that somebody have to get a job.
Right.
And we don't, you know, we just all feed into it. We don't help the situation because we promote the bullshit. We laugh too. You know, we looking at him like, oh shit, he fucked
but
up.
But people did feel like it was messed up that somebody put that on social media.
Yeah, a lot of people really thought about that.
Going in.
That's
like,
the,
why would
that's
you do
the
that?
World we live in now. It's terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to, at the end of the day, you have to love yourself. You have to be able to stand alone and do what you have to do for yourself and your family.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter what everybody say because they're going to remember that shit, but they're going to forget it.
Right.
How much shit happened 10, 20 years ago, we don't give a damn about
it. We don't give a damn what happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yesterday.
It's sometimes. A moment, you know, it's a part of your journey and your journey ends up being a great story. So. Mm-hmm.
What does your daughter say, like, your oldest, when she has to hear, like, everything that you went through that she might not have even realized at the time?
My daughter told me, I'll never forget this. My daughter was 8 years old, and we were staying in Astoria Projects, and she wrote a letter. She expresses herself on paper, and she said, I hate my life. I wish we had money like we used to. and I'm tired of people laughing at me. So our kids feel everything we're going through, you know? So that right there gave me the power and the strength to, I'm like, yo, I got to come out this shit.
Right.
If not for me, for my kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
And I did.
Yes, you did. And we're very happy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Besides being one of the best groups of all time, you also have an amazing personality, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the things we love about you, how candid you are, how funny you are.
Because it helped me. It gave me life. Like, I cried so much. I was so sad. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm not gonna cry. I've made the decision. I'm not gonna cry anymore. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna be funny. If I feel like acting like a fucking kid, that's what I'm gonna do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To make myself, to bring myself joy. And I think that's the one thing that we forget. We depend on everybody else to bring life to us. Not me. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna have a good time. And I don't drink or smoke. I don't do none of that shit. But when you're around me, you're going to feel comfortable. You're going to feel good. It's a no judgment zone. And that's how I like it.
But speaking of which, earlier you alluded to eating butt, right?
Now, oh, my God. Angela, come on.
The first time you did that, did you voluntarily do that? Or did he like...
No, I did. I just did it.
How'd you know to go there and do that?
Because when you're sexual... If you like write shit, if you lick balls, you done lick ass.
Same. Because it lays there.
It's right there.
Is that true?
Are your balls in your ass right now?
I mean,
no.
They right there.
It's
though.
Close.
It's right there.
It's
right there.
It's right there.
They right there.
Balls are not in ass.
But they it's close. Like a studio apartment. It's they, not like
you
no wall.
Sniffer, you
no,
they right there.
It's like a Murphy bed.
You got a wall in between?
Definitely.
Like a wall. That's the tank.
Let us see, damn it. Let us see the ball.
Let's see this ball. The ball ball.
And how did he react like the first, like, you know, a guy's very open to
well,
it?
Well, I knew, of course, you know, if I'm going to go that far.
Go downtown.
Somebody, if I'm going to go downtown with that.
That's the way to his heart.
Hey, there you
hey,
go.
Lady ass.
Yes. Well, a conversation have had to take place.
It
so
had
I
to
know
have been
I know what
first.
He was willing to deal with and how far he was gonna go. So I was like, you know what? He's a special guy to me right now. Let me just lick a little ass.
Yeah, you can't just surprise
just
him with
you
that.
Having
just
a conversation because I don't think I've had that conversation
surprise?
With everybody. I just be doing it.
And at first, it's what are you doing?
Surprise?
I mean, I would think if you have a conversation, just like a guy might want to be like, oh, no, I don't do it. But then if you try it, he might
yeah,
like,
you have to
quiet.
Do it as a surprise.
Yeah, you do.
You have to.
That's
another
thing.
Yeah, because he would be too uneasy. I mean, the first time ever is something different. Like, the first time ever, I was, like, coached. Like, you know what you should do type shit. Right. But, like, from then on, if I decide, like, I'm going to do it, it's never like, hey, I have to talk with you.
Right.
Do you mind if I lick your ass?
But that was the one relationship, right?
The first one that the first time.
So then after that, anybody else you dated, surprise.
No, excuse me.
Surprise!
I don't just go around looking everybody
up. No, I'm just saying, okay.
This is a special treat for a special occasion.
Right.
Select few.
For that select few, you need to tell me.
Very select.
It was surprise.
Selector.
Yeah, surprise.
Surprise.
For sure it's a surprise. Mm-hmm. And like it starts
party.
With sucking the dick
and
then
licking
sucking
the balls
and then
you know.
Yeah. It's right
you
there.
Just keep going.
Right they're neighbors.
They are neighbors.
I borrowed
sugar.
So
you do it like
I borrowed
what about,
sugar.
What's the position? He's laying on his back and you're in there or is
so many different
positions.
Yeah,
he's positions. Laying on his back because if you and you know, you like he's laying down and you giving him head or whatever and then you pick his I'm a little aggressive.
You pick it up.
I pick his legs up.
Okay. Woo! And put it over your shoulders.
So I'm like
ain't
a
no
nigga
man gonna
bitch.
Like that.
I'm
they
a
do.
Girl guy.
Ain't no man like
when
yes,
you got him in a compromising
when,
position.
They like it. They
what
like
if he's
it.
On his stomach? Can you do it? Have
it's
you
not
it
like
that
pick
way?
Them all the way up
oh,
to here.
Yeah.
It's just like raise them a little to give you some room to get up over there.
So wait, you done it while he's been laying on his stomach?
No, but I want to try that.
It's
good.
It's good.
You know,
Gigi killing me
stomach,
over here.
You know, the balls
from the side,
oh,
the dick
it.
From the back.
Yeah,
balls,
I'll
dick,
try.
Asshole,
you gotta,
all
you
of
gotta
one.
Suck the dick from the back, and it's easier to do whatever else you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
AD, is this all true?
Listen, I could definitely, I ain't never had a surprise.
You gotta have a conversation?
It definitely gotta be a conversation first.
Why?
That's so. How does this conversation go?
Because a lot of guys think that's gay.
It's not gay.
And it's not gay.
Now, like, if listen, my homeboy comes in and finishes the job.
If it's gay or not gay. Surprise,
I just think
though.
It's sex. Like, right. When, you know.
Surprise.
When you with your girl, like, mm-hmm. everything should just, that shit should just go. Anything go.
Nothing could be gay with your girl. Yeah. I don't get that.
It's beyond me.
And you can't.
And if you like it, it's cool.
It's I'm beyond me. Title.
No, but she's right, though. You can't, it's just, that's an awkward conversation. Like, hey, listen, Gigi, time we have sex, can I stick my finger in your ass?
Yeah, I hate that. That's so fucking
Gigi, it's like, face. Why you made that face?
No, it's not like she's having an outwardly conversation like that.
What do you say to that?
But some guys do it. Mm-hmm.
They'll say,
okay, I ain't never seen that, but you know, you might just be talking to your boyfriend, girlfriend, and you having that kind of conversation, things you've done in the past, things you've been open to, and things along those
lines. That's how the conversation happens.
Yeah. Right, but
you
just
don't come out and ask, like, hey, so Saturday after dinner,
seven.
Do you think it'll be okay if I stick my tongue in your ass?
Yeah, after I eat dessert, I'm going to eat that ass. That's not how it should go.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Well, guys.
On that note, she gotta go eat some ass.
Eat some ass.
Everybody's hungry now.
Ass eaters. I actually am starving.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, I eat all day. Healthy.
Y'all know I was on a plane and a train and an automobile and I need a meal.
All right. It's time to eat. I was gonna pull up an ask ye question now.
Ooh. Do you discourage people from eating pussy when they're on detox?
Definitely just stay away. Stay away from it.
Because all the toxins are coming out of your
body.
All
your toxins are coming out
your
body.
Yeah, that's gross.
You're not even supposed to have sex during that time.
There you go.
You're not.
Did you not have
20 days?
20 days.
Shit.
I might have did it like once.
Does masturbation count?
You can masturbate. No, you don't lick your finger after.
Okay. Yeah, you can have your own toxins. Yeah.
I'm good.
Lily, have you ever done a detox?
Oh, God, I have a nasty story about that.
Shit.
Oh, let's hear it.
Let's hear this.
Come on.
No, we want to know.
This is so nasty. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I was... Me and this guy was being intimate or whatever. And, you know, guys be all into it. They be like, damn, baby, your pussy's so wet. It's so wet. It's nice. And I'm like, yeah, baby, yeah. But... I went to the bathroom and my period came down.
Ah. Happens to the best
so
of us.
So he was my personal human tampon. For 30 minutes.
His mouth?
Yeah.
Ew. He did that voluntarily?
So I mean,
it was a crime scene?
No, I'm just, his I mean, mouth. Shit, it was flowing. Like, it was wet. It was wet
so
enough.
So he was eating her pussy and was saying how wet and good it was and didn't know that it was
he
a
didn't
period.
Know that it tasted like iron?
He didn't give a fuck. Like, you
I
know, after
you were
the
talking
fact.
About fucking at first.
No.
No.
I'm the only one that caught that.
He was going down, baby.
That is
he was
disgusting.
Going
down,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, clearly.
And you were okay?
I didn't care. I mean,
he wasn't mad. Did you kiss him after that?
No. Knew she was going to say that.
Because that's what I think about.
No. And the fact that he didn't have a problem with it, he was like, oh, fuck it. You know, like, I know this motherfucker did this before.
Right. He's like, you my favorite group of all
time. Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny.
I'll do it again. When's your next
interview?
All right, so here's that ask you question for us to end with. I've been dating this guy since November 2019. I met him online and he seems nice. Whatever I want to do, we do it. Anywhere I want to go, we go. He will pay for everything. He's not a bad looking guy. My only issue is that he is short. He's 5'6" and I'm 5'4". I'm not used to dating anybody short. I do like him. Our conversations are great. He can be a little annoying, but he's a nice guy. What should I do?
She act like she 5'10".
Yeah, she act like she taller than him.
Don't wear no heels, bitch.
Take him to the mall and make him buy you a whole bunch of flats.
And sneakers. And you good.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
That's not bad.
Now, so what if she was
5'10"? I thought you were
going
to say, I'm 6'2", now flat foot.
Yeah. Could you date a guy shorter than you?
Never.
Well, y'all just acting like this. You understand her reservations, though, because they're basically the same.
Yeah, but she's short, though. She's shorter than him. Mm-hmm. It's not like she's 5'10 or 5'9 and he's 4'11.
Right.
You know, but I can't date a guy shorter than me.
What about if he's tall but he's got short arms?
Nah, fuck that.
She's so damn
like a
funny.
Dinosaur?
I can't beat a guy. I can fuck up possibly. I feel like I could beat his ass, though.
Y'all know my Y'all know my theory about these short guys.
Yeah.
They tripods. So
she says short guys have big dicks.
Listen.
And from her experience. Some
short ones, skinny ones.
I might want to agree with her on that.
They be packing.
And that story about the big feet shit, that's a lie.
It's the height, I'm telling y'all.
Yeah,
but I would think hands, if anything, because it'll be weird if they got little hands and they're jerking off a big dick. So I think it would have to balance.
Okay.
Oh, little hands.
You know, they say, what is it? If your index finger is longer than your ring finger, that means he has a big dick. I think that's, or it's the other way around.
I don't know about that.
What are you doing over there?
I thought it was the toe.
Which finger was longer?
Yeah.
If this finger is longer?
I'd rather see a penis before I have sex with him.
That would be weird.
So you got to do an inspection first?
I got to see what the dick look like. It got to be pretty. I have to know what the fuck I'm working with because I like intimate sex.
What if he says I'm cozy? I'm shy.
Fuck that.
Can you have sex without kissing?
No.
No.
That's why I don't get that much action because I love to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
That I love that more than being penetrated.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to bring up Gigi. You had sent us a question that you wanted to ask. You want to ask it?
But wait, I'm sorry. What about a nasty kiss? Like, you know how some people can't kiss?
Oh, I
can't. That's never happened to you before?
Oh, yeah. But
like, they overkiss.
I never. Annoying. Now, if he knows how to, because I'll just, if he got a little rhythm going, I could keep up with him. and it feels good. Then fuck it, it's on.
But if he's like all over your face and shit.
If he just can't kiss,
then you gotta bring
terrible.
It in. You gotta control. You gotta take control. Yeah, it's like dancing.
Yeah.
You gotta take control over the situation to bring it to a place of enjoyment.
Sorry, back to your question.
I sent it to Angela. It was something about
cheating, men cheating.
A man cheating. Uh-huh. Does it mean he doesn't love you? Or how can he say that he loves you and cheat. I don't know.
And cheat. How can a man look you in your eyes, tell you that he loves you, and be cheating on you the whole time? Does a man cheating on you mean that he doesn't love you?
If a man is cheating on you, he probably doesn't love you.
That was the bomb I just dropped.
Because some guys will be like, I love you. It didn't mean anything, you know?
That's usually what they say.
I ain't never cheated on somebody I didn't love.
Wow. Okay. Well, for all the guys out there cheating on your girlfriends right now.
You don't love
if
her.
If you love her.
I don't know, because men are built differently.
Yes, like, they are.
I can't believe, because I've had a guy that cheated on me, and once I found out he cheated on me, and I decided that I was going to remove myself from the relationship, he straightened his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he finally admitted to all the things that he was doing, and he just never thought he would get caught. You know, but I was the one for him that put things in perspective, like, you a fucking option to me too.
Okay.
You know, and I think we don't do that enough. Let him fucking cheat. But let him know that you an option for me too.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing a man you can
so
do
so
you're
going to let him cheat on you and then you still going,
I'm going to fucking do me. At that moment,
men can dish it, but they can't
I'm going to treat
it.
You like you want to be trying to treat you.
So why did you like break up?
It's done at
so
that
it
point.
Is done.
Yeah, it's done. Like, you treat him like a piece of ass. That's what he's treating you.
Human dildo.
Yeah. And men don't like to imagine
another
guy.
You gotta get some more men on this
they
show.
They don't. Men don't like to imagine another guy with their woman. They can't take it.
They can't
take it. They can go fuck a different bitch every single day of the week. And they find out you text Tyrone. And then the world is over.
No, that's true.
If we do enough, we do enough.
Put an emoji underneath a nigga picture. Watch what happens.
Well, AD Dolphin, before you get out of here, is there anything you want to leave us with? Make sure that we know what you have going on, of course. I do want Lily to do your
I'm going to send everybody a cleanse. I'm going to make sure everybody
gets a cleanse. It's that cleanse time right now.
Yeah, top of the year. I'm going to make sure everybody have a cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely give it to Dan. Get the information from Dan and mail it here so you guys can all cleanse.
There we go.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Where can people find it online?
You can find it at dherbs.com. Pretty much any social media, D Herbs is the title. And if they want to just look for me, it's AD Dolphin, pretty much any social media platform out there.
This was a different kind of interview for you, huh?
It definitely was different, but it was fun. I learned a lot about Lee.
Hey, Sister Hot Pussy.
Yeah,
Sister Hot Pussy.
Yeah, you learned from Sister Hot Pussy today. Yeah.
We learned a lot about you, too.
I know. Yeah, she came in every Lily now was and here then. Too. Yeah, so, she was there, too.
Lily, for you, your book is out now.
I Regret the Day I Lost My Virginity. My website's www.lilylyons.com. Mm-hmm. And look up Official SWV. We coming to a city near you.
Yeah. We love it. We got to make it out.
Yes. Oh, that makes me so excited.
For sure, yeah.
All right, well, congratulations on everything, though.
Thank you so much.
So happy for your success and that you finally made it on the show, because I know we've been
trying
to get you up here for the longest.
This was so much fun.
We got to do it again.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And AD, we appreciate you, you know, doing something that's a little off the track of what you normally
definitely
do.
I had fun.
You held it down for the guys.
Yeah,
you did.
I tried to help us. I tried, you know.
He got tired
four against one.
He
was like, four against one.
Well, at least all the ladies know you're good at eating pussy because
that's what I learned.
Oh, they're going to contact you and be like, he's a fucking liar.
he's going to be a comment.
He got a dry mouth and everything.
That shit is so funny.
And now, since the hot pussy's going to take us out in song.
Oh my God.
Lip service.